Tech scams, identity thieves, data leaks. Hearing about these online threats every day can be stressful. But don't worry. McAfee Total Protection is here to help you live a worry-free life online. What does worry-free mean? Well, it means you won't have to wonder if that text message is a scam, if new threats will pop up on your PC, or if you're safe from identity theft. Visit McAfee.com/online protection today to get award-winning online protection for just $39.99 your first year. That's McAfee.com/online protection. Cancel anytime. Terms apply.
Hey, this is Jordan Belfort, the real Wolf of Wall Street, and you're listening to The Anthony Rogers Show.
This call is now being recorded.
Welcome to the greatest show in the universe. On the line, we have porn superstar Jocelyn James. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I appreciate you asking that. So what's going on in your world right now? Like, you just did a shoot for, like, Brazzers, like, yesterday or something?
I did. Yesterday I just got for Brazzers. It was a girl, boy with two people that I can't really say right now because this is supposed to be a big scene. Sorry, that's my dog in the background. But I'm actually getting ready to go on the road. I'm heading out to Kalamazoo, Michigan to dance at Little Darlings and Deja Vu. I'm going to be doing 6 shows for 3 nights. And then the week of my birthday, which is November 22nd, I'm going to be dancing at Crazy Horse up in San Francisco. So I've got a lot of fun tour dates coming up, and going to be able to play with my fans and dance and make sure everybody has a great time.
That's fucking awesome. Like, sounds like a rock star lifestyle. Like, kind of like a
like sober that's, rock star lifestyle, actually.
You don't do any drugs at all?
No, I am sober from drugs and alcohol.
Oh, wow. Did you ever do drugs or like drinks?
I sure did.
What kind of shit did you used to fuck with? Like...
I've done my fair share of a good amount of stuff, and I'll just kind of leave it at that. And
that's so fair.
I'm working on a project where I'm going to delve more into my addiction and the things that I did and how they became introduced to me and all that kind of stuff. So.
That's interesting. Yeah, it's like I think people can relate to that because I think there are like a lot of people struggling with those kind of things.
Absolutely. And so that everybody knows, there is light at the end of the tunnel. You can get clean. It's work every day. And it's just being able to come to terms with the reason why you're using and battling those demons at first. Because I think once you face those things head on, you know, staying sober and getting sober really isn't that difficult.
Yeah, I think it's just masking pain and trying not to be sad, basically. That doesn't make sense.
Trying not to feel, basically.
Yeah, I mean, that's the nail of it. We have some questions from people. I'm going to go through them. I haven't read them or anything, so...
Okay, if there's anything that I don't feel comfortable answering, I will just say next.
Yeah, you're your own person. Like, I respect you, so no, I'm not trying to stretch by any means. You be yourself. Don't ever change for nobody. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So I posted this thing. It was like interviewing porn star Jocelyn James in an hour. Anything you want me to ask her? And then the first question is from Aaron Beasley. He's asking if you're free tonight.
Well, Aaron, I actually have a somebody, so no, I'm not.
Sorry, Aaron. Toya Nichols Grange, I hope I didn't butcher that, says, nope, keep up the great work. Someone's got to do it. Like, so that's just a compliment.
Okay, well, thank you, Nicole.
That was just a compliment, I guess. Like,
I appreciate it.
And then Chris says, do lovers in your personal life have to be in the industry too, or would you date someone who is not in the industry?
I don't date industry people, so I think that will answer the who I'm dating is not industry.
Interesting, yeah. That's actually, and this comment is this where you want to be when Jesus comes back? I guess he's talking about my podcast. Is this where you want to be?
Maybe, but I think my rabbi's totally okay with everything that I'm doing, and I've got his full support.
Are you Jewish?
Yes, I am.
I did not know that. That's interesting. Yeah. Like, your whole life, or?
I found out that I was Jewish just before my mom passed away, but it was something that was kind of hinted at, but I didn't know for sure until she, you know, let me know that.
That's interesting. I'm going to ask some more. We got a shit ton of questions. Derek wants to know if you want to get Chipotle with him.
If I want to get Chipotle,
yeah.
Well, I do love me some Chipotle, but I've been laying off Chipotle since I had my surgery. I've been trying to eat pretty clean and healthy lately. So
that's
maybe
a hard,
when I have a cheat day.
That's a hard no, Derek. It's a hard no. Get shot down. Lizette wants to know, are her boobs real? LOL emoji.
My boobs are really in my skin, and I just had life-saving surgery on my boobs. So, they're not technically, they're medically fixed, I guess you could say.
we'll just say they're real. For that. And like, what is the most fun, Sean wants to know, what is the most fun you've ever had on a shoot that doesn't have to be sexual? It's like, what, like your best time you've ever had on a set?
I think one of my most favorite sets that I did, it was when, me and Industry Rick, he's a photographer primarily in the industry, but he does mainstream stuff. We went out to the Mojave Desert and we did a whole bunch of stuff in the rocks and over by Area 51. I did a whole bunch of Alabama pictures and just, it was a really, really, really fun day.
That's badass. Well, there you go. Sean asked, someone else just said, thank you. Like just said, like that you're existing.
You're
apparently. The comment was just, thank you. Katie wants to say, hang on. I don't know. Do you know what happened to Mike Taylor's LSD in 1998? I don't know what that means.
Do I know what who?
What happened to Mike Taylor's LSD in 1998 was the question. I'm not really certain.
I don't even know who that is, so I don't have an answer.
Never heard of her.
I don't know them.
Okay. How does she respond to uneducated, or this is from Mark, how do you respond to uneducated morons who say that porn is misogynistic and abusive towards women and needs to be stopped?
I don't really have a response for stupidity. There's sometimes where people can rile me up, but it's usually office that has nothing to do with misogynist. It's just people saying dumb stuff and calling me a dirty whatever when I'm one of the most clean people you will ever meet. I'm tested every week. The only time I ever had anything was from my ex-husband who had an affair with my sister. So I never had anything in the industry. And most people outside of the industry who've been having sex since they were 16 and they're in their 30s or 40s have never been tested. And I think if you've never been tested, it's because you're in denial or scared that you may or may not have something. And I think it's better to know. So if that makes me a dirty whore, then I guess I'm a dirty whore.
I fucking love that answer. Like, you have like really good energy. I like that you're just you. Like, honestly, it's cool. And Chris wants to know, do you have facial recognition? I don't know what that even fucking means, really. But do you have facial recognition? Like, what does that mean?
I don't have facial recognition on my phone, but I know there's a lot of things in the world that do have facial recognition. Like,
yeah.
I don't know the answer, but I know that just about everything has facial recognition. I just don't have that set up on my phone because I think it's creepy.
I don't even really know what the question meant.
Like, if my phone doesn't know it's me, then I don't know.
Right. Paco wants to know if 6 inches is enough.
Pocket, 6 inches is more than plenty.
It's more than plenty. So his dreams are coming true right now. Casey wants to know, how do you prepare for anal?
You don't eat for 8 hours before. You make sure you cleanse really well, and that's with either going to get a colonic, which cleanses you pretty, pretty well because it goes through all your intestines and your colon, or if you're doing just a quick cleanse, you just don't eat for 8 hours and do a few enemas and try to take something like an Imodium to make sure if there is anything still in there that you do not shit while you're doing anal.
So there you go, Casey. If you ever want to do anal, you just heard from a pro. Was Mandingo a pain to work with?
No, he is actually a very, very nice man. He's one of the most respected guys in the industry.
Awesome. Yeah, I know this. Those are most of the questions for the Facebook on there, basically. So what's like in the future for you, like more or less? Like where do you see yourself in 5 years, like industry wise? Like, are you gonna go into like Hollywood films? You're gonna
I've been doing mainstream TV and stuff since I was a kid, so that's I can't say that I'm gonna not still be in the adult industry, because honestly, once you're in the adult industry, you're pretty much in it forever, because the internet's forever. So if I retire and want to become a monk, I'm still going to be Jocelyn James, the porn star.
I think we're in an interesting time right now. Like, the first lady has naked pictures on the internet. So I think that we're in an interesting time where porn's more accepted than it never has been.
It's really not.
I just mean in the future, maybe.
There's still so much discrimination and stuff with people that are sex workers. I don't think that's ever going
to
change.
What kind of discrimination and shit do you have to deal with? Like,
well, when people forget that I do porn and they're like, I want you and I want some other girls that you know to do a TV show or do this, but oh, they can't be porn stars. And it's like, I'm still a porn star. And you want people that are on my social media that have a lot of followers, and they are all porn stars as well. Like, there's a lot. There's even if you're a stripper, they consider you adult. If you do webcam, they consider you like. There's so much stigma against sex workers that it's truly sad. And the people that have the most stigma are the ones that procure it, the ones that watch it, and enjoy it. Like, why is it bad to be the one that creates it, and you're the one that is enjoying it, but then you're discriminating against the person that's watching.
I think that basically they know they have no chance, so they just yell at everyone like that. They're just like, they basically, because everybody watches porn. Like, it'd be a fucking lie. And you're onto something that I also tell people, that like, you're bigger than like fucking like these actors and shit. Like, fucking like, say like even like somebody huge like Tom Cruise or something, because like your social media following is like bigger than like mainstream actors and like whatever the fuck we call them, but like just actors in general, to where like if like these producers and directors weren't fucking retards, they would cast like you or people like you to be in these films, because you bring a fucking like a fan base with you, versus like somebody who doesn't take care of their social media, somebody that doesn't like brand themselves. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it would be foolish almost for them not to cast you and shit, like, in my opinion.
Well, if they don't want to work with me, I'm totally okay with that, too, because I probably wouldn't want to work with them anyway.
You'll just keep having an awesome life no matter what. So you're right. Like, okay. And are you happy in your life right now? Like, are you living your dreams and stuff?
I am happier than I've ever been. My health is great. My sobriety is good. My dogs are chill. My son is in college. Like, things are really, really good. I'm really happy in my relationship too. So things are good.
That's fucking awesome. Like, how long have you been in a relationship without getting too personal or anything?
I'm going to keep that to myself.
No, you should. I mean, you should definitely show parts of your life that aren't public. I agree. Like, yeah, I mean, that's personal. So, where is you're also going to the AVNs this year as well?
Yep, AVNs are in January, and I'm actually going to be feature dancing the week before that. I think I'm going to be at Cheerleaders. Hold on one second, let me look. My schedule just keeps on changing, like, every few days. So I will be, hold on, let me look. So, yeah, I'll be in El Paso, Texas the week before AVN. That's the 16th through the 18th. I'll be at the Red Parrot. And then the following week, which is the week of the 22nd, that's AVN week.
That's fucking awesome. How many years have you gone to the AVNs in a row now at this point? Like, you've been 14. Huge for a while, right? 14?
Yeah.
That's fucking legendary. That's like legendary. Yeah. Fuck. What's some of the cool shit like that you can tell people about that haven't been and stuff like?
Well, the thing is, when I first got in the business back in 2006, it was like there was a lot of integrity, I guess you could say. But now there's girls at these shows wearing pasties and G-strings and doing lap dances, and it's not like how it used to be. I mean, I still go to the expos and stuff, but I'm wearing like a sexy dress or sexy, like a pant and a sweater or a cute top and some shorts or whatever. I'm clothed. You can see that I've got curves, but my nipples aren't out. My ass cheeks aren't out. I'm dressed sexy, but conservative at the same time, because I don't want people to think that just because I'm an adult, so that means you can grab my ass, try to yank on my whatever. It's not going to happen. You're going to get sucker punched pretty much.
Well, yeah, it's fucked up. It's like sexual harassment.
That dress the way they dress because they want attention, or for whatever reason they're doing it. But the thing is, you don't have to, because how are people going to sell the products why are they going to buy the products that you're selling when they can just take a full on like 10-minute video of you shaking your ass with damn near no clothes on and go home and jerk off to that?
That's brilliant, actually. I didn't think about that. So the shows, like the awards and stuff, you see, like, way more like classy, like kind of like people dress in suits and shirts too.
People dressing gowns and black tie, and you see a lot of really, really nice gowns and stuff, and people dress up, but there's still that element of where people damn near wear nothing. And it's like, the thing is, these things are held at a casino. Like, they don't rent out the whole casino hotel for us. There's still families and there's still kids and there's still, you know, other people that are there on vacation or doing whatever they're doing. And then you've got us in there, and there's got to be a level of, yes, we are sex industry, but you can't go like just actually act like you've got a little bit of sense and know that we don't have this place rented out. There are going to be other people, and people are going to be affected.
Right, so show respect like the locals and the tourists and stuff.
Yeah, show respect for the property. What you do in your hotel room, do whatever, like balls to the wall, stick dildos everywhere, fuck everything. But do that in the privacy of your room.
That's hilarious. You've won some awards too, right?
Over the last 14 years, I've won a few things. To be honest with you, I couldn't even tell you what they were. I mean, I think I won like best sex scene, I don't even know, because it's not something that I have hanging in a trophy case. Like, I've got my collector teacups and teapots and, you know, stuff for University of Alabama, Hanukkah stuff, elephants, like, and yeah, that's the kind of stuff I have in my apartment. I don't have awards because it's not who I am. It's a small part of my life.
And you can separate that, basically, with, like, your job and
that stuff doesn't live in my home. That's not, Jocelyn doesn't live here, Veronica does. You know?
Right.
What I mean?
Right. Now, it's ballsy to say right now, too.
Jocelyn's stuff is here because Veronica needs it to leave to go be Jocelyn.
Yeah. It's like you're just going to work and clocking in.
Yeah.
You're like, hey, I'm just doing this, like, being dope and whatever.
Like, literally, like, just like being, like, you know, a pro athlete. Like, you've got your uniform, and that's what you wear on your work day.
That makes sense,
Jeff. My uniform's just a little bit different.
Right. That's crazy. Like, what's, like, your favorite part of, like, your total career and, like, everything that's been going on with you? And, like, just, like, what would you say is, like, your favorite moment of this, like crazy ride?
My favorite moment is getting the check and going to the bank.
How much are you worth, if that's not, like, too crazy?
I think I'm priceless.
You think you're priceless? That's the best reflection we've had. That's the best reflection we've had, I think. Everybody else just is like, no. You're like, I'm priceless. I like, that's some charm, though. Some charm. You seem like somebody with a lifestyle, somebody that has money, though. Like, you don't seem like stupid enough to flex, but you seem like you're doing well.
I don't flex because there's no reason to. Because if I'm happy, I don't need to try to impress anybody else. There's already a battle that I have to deal with if people want to be with me for Veronica or they want to be with Jocelyn the porn star. That's enough. I don't need to add any fuel to the fire.
Yeah, for sure. That makes sense. Like, you already have, like, because, like, you're already in, like, videos that everybody jerks off to, so you already have these crazy fucking people. Do you have, like, random encounters with people that, like, recognize you and they're just, like, trying?
All the time.
Like, what kind of shit do you have to deal with like that?
I can start sending you some of the DMs I get, and that'll maybe open your eyes a little bit.
We'll have to read them sometimes. Like, you should open some while you're on your...
I think that would be hilarious. I'll start saving some and screenshotting them to send to you, and we can do a recap of the top five Jocelyn DMs.
Dude, that would kill. That would kill, because, like, yeah, because you're in a situation, this is, like, an undocumented time in history. I mean, it's documented, but it's, like, unprecedented in the sense that, like porn has not been this acceptable through time, and then, like, it hasn't been with the same people to where, like, you basically have, like, the world jerking off to you, pretty much. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's insane to think, like, I don't know if there's ever been a time like that.
Yeah, no, there hasn't, because with all the accessibility, with damn near everybody having a cell phone and everything being able to access online, you know, it's like everybody is so more, I think, sexualized and accessible that people think they know you just because they're following you. When I've had people come up to me and I'm like, they're like, oh, I know. I'm like, no, you don't know me, because I don't know you. I've never seen you before in my life.
It's like, I didn't go to high school with you. You don't know my address.
No.
Like, we don't grab coffee. Like, not a feel.
No, and I don't have your phone number in my phone, so I damn sure don't know you.
You're like, thanks for watching, though.
Right, exactly.
Like, I appreciate you watching. Well, is there anything you want to promote or talk about before we get out of here, like social media or anything like that?
Yeah, no, actually, I do custom videos and constant daily updates, and I actually have two avenues of Dirty Chat where you can talk to me on Sex Panther, and that's Sex Panther with Jocelyn Jane. So the links will be on my Instagram and my Twitter. And then there's my OnlyFans, which has daily exclusive content, and you have the ability to order custom videos, and that's OnlyFans.com/Jocelyn James, and that's JOSLYNJAMES. And my Instagram is verified, so it's at Jocelyn James, and then my Twitter is at Jocelyn_James.
Bam. So fucking follow her on fucking everything and do everything she just said.
Right. Obey and comply.
And thank you like so fucking much for taking your time to fucking in your busy life to fucking be on this awesome show.
Absolutely, darling. I appreciate the time. You have a great night.
You too.
All right. Bye, love.